Friday, the X, the 9, the 3 and the 5 on KX93.5. Here we are. It's Laguna's only FM and I'm Jason Ferry and it's Full English Breakfast. Daniel Barnes is here.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
And Martin Cohen also happens to be here.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you go. Pulp there. Jarvis Cocker from Sheffield.
Oh, yes.
He wants to live with the common people. Frankly, I don't want to live with the common people. I want to live with posh people.
Yes, I want to live in London in Mayfair.
I want to live in Laguna Beach, California. That's where I want to live, with posh people. I don't want to live with any common people whatsoever. Absolutely not.
Upper middle class, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to live with. The upper middle class people who smell nicely of nice posh perfume that they bought in Macy's. Posh perfumery.
Sounds good.
I've seen you buying posh perfume in Macy's.
Yep. What are you looking at?
No, I want to show Daniel
something. Daniel, what are you looking
at? Wow!
We've got news stories this week. This week, a big old sculpture that looks like a sex toy has been sabotaged in Paris. That's a good story. Also, Mr. Obama's credit card was declined this week, and a tourist was locked inside a bookshop in London. So, lots to talk about here on the radio. But first of all, let's go around the room and explain ourselves.
Explain ourselves in what? In what way?
Do you want to go this way?
What do we have to explain?
I don't know, let's go in the room and justify our existence.
This week...
We're having a little group therapy, that's
right,
what I'm suggesting,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
go on, this week
I'll
start with that. That's
this
good.
Week I was very impressed. I know you don't like it too much, but it was Foo Fighters week on the Letterman show.
It's not that I don't like it, it's that I find it boring.
I'm not
17, I don't care about the Foo Fighters.
It's that fan thing I'm trying to get...
I know, it's a bit annoying.
Right, I'm a fan of you as well.
Well,
anyway. So, not only that, but I got into vigilantism as well after watching this movie.
Right.
So, that was it. A lot of movies, a lot of like...
When you say you got into vigilantism...
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
That's good.
I started working on my costume. I'm going to incorporate it into Halloween, so on Halloween I can go around and take out a few people I don't like. Put a list down if you need anyone.
All right, listen. Yeah. I like the idea.
I like what you're saying.
I think it's great. You're going to be a vigilante, like a superhero of some kind.
Kind of.
Right. Halloween is not the night to come out because everybody's wearing a costume.
Is he coming out?
Hiding in plain
sight.
He's coming out.
He's coming out on Halloween as a vigilante.
Right.
It's not a sexual
Not as a gay vigilante.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay.
The gay vigilante is a great name for a band.
You want to see my mask?
I really do.
Yes. Anyway, that's me this week.
Daniel Barnes as the Gimp.
No. It's this like... it is actually rubber. It's a rubber skull. Yeah, it's
a rubber mask.
It's a Gimp out.
Of course, yeah.
This is not for the... It's not for family radio.
Yeah.
I'll play a record, shall I?
Hold on, he's not his existence.
After that,
he's
there's no reason.
He's got to justify his existence.
Why I should justify my life.
You don't need to.
No, you've done it now. It's all fine. It's all fine, yeah.
Full English Breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Just like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands, through the helter-skelter morning, fix yourself while you still can. No more ashes to ashes, no more cinders from the sky, and all the laws of creation I tell a dead man how to die. Down below, and storms up above. just hold on to nothing.
I'm a huge fan of that. That's Speck, that, and the album Sea Change, and the track was called Paper Tiger. On the radio, that's where it was. That's where you can find that, on the radio. But you're a bit late now, it's finished.
Oh.
Yeah, it's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and I'm Jason Ferry, Martin Coyne's here, Daniel Barnes. We do full English breakfast on a Sunday morning because there's nobody else who's awake at this time.
And we've got nothing else to do.
We've got nothing
else to
do. We've been awake all night, scratching.
I've been itching.
Jim Kennedy was here before.
Jim Kerry?
Kennedy.
Oh. Kennedy?
Yeah. He's one of the Kennedys.
Is he representing the Irish vote in the local constituency runs and stuff?
We don't know what he's really doing.
I think he's shadowing, what's his name?
Madison. You said he was the only good one.
Jim Kennedy?
Yeah,
that's
what
you said. Boynus is never here anymore.
You said he was
good. Try saying Boynus without saying boy.
Boynus.
Boynus.
Try saying Boynus without saying Boynus.
How do you spell that?
Hard, isn't it?
Boynus!
You can't do it.
I'm not going to try.
Jim Kennedy was here, and he was doing the political show, Clashing Heads, before this, and he interviewed one of the candidates for the forthcoming local elections, Rob Zerschmid.
That's funny, forthcoming, because it's on the 4th.
Right, it's on the 4th. That's why they say forthcoming.
I've seen his sign. It looks very good. It looks like Zildjian symbols. Zhmid or something. It's a Z.
He's such a knob. All right, whatever.
You know, the one I always see is, and I come out, I can't believe they're still up, are the Madison ones.
Ah, no. Well, he's going to go soon.
I've got those. Right. Those. He's got my vote.
I'll be collecting them.
Right. Paris sex toy.
Yes.
Sculpture has been sabotaged. And apparently, according to Martin, the sculptor, this is why it's local news, because it's about an artist who happens not to be here, but he's still an artist.
Local.
Right.
He's now an artist with a very hurting face.
Artists are like Jews. They're like, oh, he's an artist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's an artist. They'll have a Hanukkah song about him eventually. You'll see.
Anyway, the giant sex toy artist.
Yeah. The artist who made this massive sex toy, which is in Paris at the moment. It looks like an enormous
Christmas tree.
Butt plug. And also, well, he says it's a combination butt plug and Christmas tree.
Right.
Fantastic. Combination, isn't it?
It's exactly what you need, really, for Christmas.
Right.
A bot plug shaped like a Christmas tree. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get it now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he was punched in the face for shaming Paris.
The artist was, yeah.
Yeah, with rude artwork.
Bang.
What's happened to the French? They never used to be like that. They used to like a bit of, you know, frippery.
They used to have a sense of humour.
They liked a bit of frottage.
Yes.
Christmas, you know, joking around or whatever. I don't think it's anything.
It's huge, it's bright green, and Parisians are complaining about
What's the size of this thing? Let's have a
It's 24 metres, which is 80 feet.
75 foot high.
Well, yes. Toy is kind of a misquotation there, because I don't know how you're going to play with this thing.
The funny thing is, the American artist was 69 years old.
His name's Paul McCarthy, and when I first saw it, I thought it said Paul McCartney.
Soissonneuf.
Yeah. So he's done that. That's good. That's really good, that. I don't even know what more to say. Somebody's going to have to make... What they need to do is somebody needs to make a giant butt. And then we'll see what happens after that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's possible.
You know what, though? You'd have to take the dynamics of what the device is, which is 75 feet in height,
right,
and then come up with some kind of equation so you didn't out of scale. This butt's going to be big. It's going to be like as big as a football field.
Right,
it's
massive butt. And then you'd need to find a way to get the thing. You need a crane of some kind. Well, then
you'd have to calibrate the size of the hole as well. I mean, things you can't just rush into these.
You're talking
things.
About the rectum.
Yeah,
right.
But there's only one way he could prove that it actually isn't an anal plug, but it's actually a Christmas tree.
No, he says it isn't.
He could decorate it.
What with?
He says it isn't. It is a butt plug.
Like that marshmallow stuff.
No, he says it's... what did he say about
it? I think it's disgusting. Why didn't he put it up in Washington, D.C. on the mall? Why did he have to go to Paris?
Art has its place in our streets and nobody will be able to chase it away.
Look at this thing. It's great.
I know. You can go online and look for it. Just Google butt plug Christmas... Christmas butt plug.
Christmas butt plug.
And it's placed at Vendome. What's a Vendome? Is that the neighbourhood?
The Vendome.
Oh, the Vendome. Vendome.
Yeah, from Sheffield.
I have no idea what it is, but that's how you pronounce it.
It's from South...
Vendome?
It's from South Yorkshire.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to say things like that.
Well, I don't know. I've only been to Paris like 19 times.
Vendome.
It's French for Vendome.
Are you kind of bummed because you're not in Laguna but want to stay tuned? Well, listen to Laguna's Only FM at kx935.com.
Josie, I won't fail you. I won't fail you. Have no fear. Josie, I won't fail you. Give me one more chance. Is near. The meadows, they are bursting. The yellow corn lies in your hand. And with the night comes sorrow as the tide of dawn slips on the land. The long breezes are blowing all down the sky into my face. I've a weary kind of feeling, like my time has come and gone to waste. I love you, darling Josie. Trees of pine, they grow so tall. How come you came to love me when you didn't love me at all? Josie, I won't fail you. I won't fail you. Have no fear. Josie, I won't fail you. Give me one more chance. The day is near. Josie looks a child now as she lies here on my breast. In the night I think about her, in the day I get no rest. I cut me a young pine cone and I give it to the river deep. It's away by your window where you lay long in sleep. God bless you, darling Josie, with your sparkling eyes so bright and clear. Josie, I won't fail ya, I won't fail you, have no fear. Josie, I won't fail ya, I won't fail you, have no fear. Josie, I won't fail ya, give me one more chance, the day is near.
A long time ago, many years ago, back in the dark ages of the 1990s. 1990s. I don't know what year exactly it was, but 1990s. I was thrown off a tour with Donovan Leach. That was Donovan playing there.
Why were you thrown off the tour?
Because my manager called him Don.
Oh, so it was nothing to do with you?
He goes, all right, Don.
So it wasn't to do with drugs or anything?
No, we just were walking down the steps of the gig where he was holding court with a few hippie girly fans.
Oh, God.
And we walked straight by him, and my manager he was being nice, really, nodded at him and went, all right, Don. He was from Yorkshire.
Yeah, I know.
The manager. So it was like, all right, Don. And that was it. And then the next day, we get a phone call from his management company saying, you insulted Donovan last night.
Wow.
And he said, what do you mean? He said, you said, all right, Don.
Do you know
he doesn't like to be called Don. His name's Donovan.
Right.
And
it's
that
funny.
Was it. He got thrown off the tour.
Do you know there's a strong connection between Sheffield Donovan and Laguna Beach Donovan?
What is it?
He's not from Sheffield, though.
No, I know, but there's a big connection between Donovan and Laguna Beach and Donovan and Sheffield. Do you know
why,
what it is?
What is it?
I never listened to him in Sheffield and I never listened to him here.
That was it.
That's it.
That is quite funny, really.
No,
what was that?
I'm having
awful.
A go.
He's
warming up.
He's doing his best. He's
warming up.
Slept on a rock last night.
Ooh, seriously. If that's all you got.
I've not. I've got more.
Do you know who Tuto Quiroga is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know who he is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
It's the bingo caller at the Parlour Casino.
Old Tuto.
No.
Commerce. You see, you're as bad as him.
No.
No, I just make
He made
stuff
a rubbish
up.
Joke and you just made a rubbish joke.
I made something
so
up.
Shake hands and make
no,
nice.
No.
Shake hands.
No.
He won't do it. He's got a boundary there. He don't cross it.
You two need to be nice.
We are nice.
Tuto Quiroga is he's a Bolivian politician.
Oh.
He's not the Prime Minister or President. The President of the country is Evo Morales.
Well, that's nice.
But they've just had elections there, and Jorge Tuto Quiroga, this guy, he said that if Morales got 6 out of 10 votes in the forthcoming election, that he, Tuto Quiroga, would eat his watch. It's an odd thing to promise, isn't it?
And?
Well, he got more than 6 out of 10.
So, yeah, his watch.
It's around the 60% mark. That's early signs of results, anyway, it says here, are hovering right around the 60% mark. So, of course, people have taken to Twitter and Facebook saying he should really eat his watch now. He's made promise. You make election promises, then really you should do it, don't you think?
Time is passing by for that one, if you know what I mean.
Time is passing by.
Oh, no. We're going to have to start doing puns now.
You know what? He shouldn't have a problem with that, because I remember seeing something on Record Breakers and this guy ate a plane.
A man did eat a plane.
The watch shouldn't be a problem.
French guy.
That's right. Yeah. You could digest anything.
Yeah, that's right.
In fact, he got banned off Air France for eating cutlery.
There's the answer to what they should do with that great big sculpture.
Outsource it.
Have it
eaten by that guy who can eat a plane.
Yep.
I'm in favour of it.
Eat the thing that's not a boat plug.
Right.
Christmas tree.
Yeah,
the Christmas
tree. Start at the top with a big spoon.
A little spoon.
Have a nibble on it.
Right, so next weekend, Jack Black's got a big thing in... are you going to go to this thing?
I don't know, are you?
I'm going, yeah. It's
Tell
a festival. It's called the Festival Supreme.
And where is it?
It's in LA at the Shrine Auditorium. Why am I mentioning this? Because Cheech and Chong are on the bill.
That's I saw that.
Very excited to see them.
He high-fived me once.
Who did? Jack Black?
Jack Black at the Lakers game.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, there you go. I've got his DNA on my hand.
Do you know what would be really confusing?
What?
Having Johnny Depp, Edward Scissorhands and Jack Black in the same room.
Johnny Depp played Edward Scissorhands.
I know.
So they would be in the same room.
Right. And Jack Black just kind of looks like something Tim Burton created.
He's a bit weird looking, but he's brilliant, obviously.
He's brilliant. He's amazing.
And there's a chance for us to interview him on the air. He would phone. He wouldn't come into the station, but he would phone in and do an interview. So we've all been getting, me and Tyler and Brian, the music director here, the three of us who work here through the week, we've all been getting emails CC'd in by the management company.
Right.
They were saying, would you like to interview Jack Black, blah, blah, blah. So we're all writing back, totally, God, I want to do it. So Tyler Russell, who's normally very calm and collected about these things.
No.
Capital letters. Imagine this. Capital letters. Please let me do this one. Please, please, God. That's what it says on his email. I think he wants
Did
to
he
do
mention
it.
God at the end?
He said, I said, you
I like that.
You didn't CC God in when you sent that last email.
Right.
God sees everything, though.
God CCs everything.
Right.
He sees every email sent.
every time you speak, right, every time you say anything, God is BCC'd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, that'd be a good sermon.
He was the original iCloud.
All right. Let's play Cheech and Chong's track, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
John there on KX 93.5, I think is the name of it. And you'll let's find out.
KX 93.5.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. At the end of that song, Cheech or Chong, one of them, I think it's Cheechy, he starts to complain about, you know, rock bands playing three chords and playing in front of thousands of people.
Right.
That's the equation. If you play, you either play, they used to say, you either play three chords in front of thousands of people or thousands of chords in front of three people.
Right.
That's jazz.
Exactly.
I've been watching Ken Burns' jazz thing. You know Ken Burns, the filmmaker?
Yes.
He makes these films about, mostly about American things. He's done a new one about the Roosevelts, and I was just watching the jazz one last night. Fascinating.
Ooh.
Do you know that jazz used to be called jazz with two S's, not Z's?
Right. And do you know, originally it sounded like thrash metal, not like it does now.
Can't be serious on this show, can you, about anything? Stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, you really can't. It was he had something interesting to say.
I didn't really. I was
once,
just saying I've watched this
once, once in the hour.
And
you trashed it.
No, I must be honest with you. I really didn't have much. I wasn't going anywhere with that. I was just mentioning that I watched this show last night.
You were trying to sound as if you had something to say.
No, I'm not really. Just talking.
Do you know, I was very impressed that you went home and listened to jazz after you performed last night. I mean, that's commitment.
I'll go home. I can't sleep. I can't just immediately go home and sleep after a gig. So I go home and lay on the couch and I'll try and watch something that I find interesting.
Oh, should call me. I'm always up.
I'm trying to get to sleep, Daniel. I'm not trying to stay awake.
Oh, all right.
So I'm laying on the couch and I'm watching it and then I find myself drifting and that's the point at which I turn everything off, go to bed. And then I read because I can read about three sentences of a book and then I'm sleep. I'm reading a brilliant book at the moment. You want to see what it is? No, you don't
care. Yes, I do. I read.
You don't care. All right, it's alertheglobe.com. Alertheglobe.com is the name of the website where you can look at us. We've got Damaris here. She's got a very fancy-looking camera.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Nice, really.
Gorgeous.
She's got a right camera on her.
She does. Really
and she's
nice
looking
blend.
At it as... I don't know what she's looking at. What are you looking at, Damaris? You're not looking at me, are you?
Yes, she is.
She's not. Now she's... Anyway, alertheglobe.com, alertheglobe.com. alert your globes and get over there.
My globes are well alerted.
Mine are too, totally alerted, fully awake. So that's where you can see video of what you're listening to right now on the air at kx93.5.com if you're listening online, or on the radio if you're in Laguna Beach. Yeah. 93.5 megahertz on the FM dial. Nice. Yay. Old school, man.
Old school.
Got any new stories for us, Mark?
I've got a very new story for you.
Go on.
It happened in England, of all places.
All right.
It happened above Macclesfield.
Wow.
Of all places.
Where is Macclesfield? Anybody
Macclesfield, it's in... because it's South Yorkshire, isn't it? Somewhere.
Yeah.
Is he down there near Sheffield? Is he near your
It's a little bit away, but it's where the Mac lads are from.
Or is it? Well, Macclesfield could be Cheshire actually as well.
Could be.
It might be Cheshire.
Anyhow,
tell the story.
Anyway, pilots were left stunned when they saw a flying man zoom past the side of a plane at 3,500 feet above the Cheshire countryside. Yeah, so it's Cheshire, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pilots on a passenger plane were stunned when a flying man zipped past the side of their aircraft at 3,500 feet. Aviation experts admitted that they were baffled by the sighting of the human UFO, who has been dubbed Superman of Macclesfield.
Love it.
What was he doing there?
Flying.
He was flying. He appeared from nowhere as the Airbus 320 passed the Cheshire town. Cheshire. While it was coming to land at Manchester Airport. The pilot and the first officer who reported sighting to the air traffic control thought the man was a paraglider but could see no canopy. Okay. And apparently it's not the first time this has happened.
Wait a minute, so where's the guy? So what's the answer to the mystery?
Well, then it's a human flying UFO.
Oh, they're saying it really is a UFO, except it's been identified as a human.
Well, I don't know what it
is. It's not a UFO, is it?
It passed down the left-hand side of the aircraft at 100 to 200 metres. The crew only saw it fleetingly. There was no time to take avoiding action and reported that they based their assumptions on it being a paraglider.
So they've killed him, basically.
That type thing.
They've whacked into him. It's an IFO, not a UFO.
At the time, skies were clear and visibility was about 6 miles, the report said.
Right.
Ooh. And then they go on to say... They also... It's not the first time this has happened, basically. And if you do fly around Macclesfield, you might see these flying people.
During the Industrial Revolution, Macclesfield was the biggest producer of silk.
No way.
No idea. They're saying here, this incident was not the first sign of human UFOs.
Is this just in Macclesfield? Because
maybe they're producing jetpacks.
No,
down there.
In April, a figure was filmed flying over people in Qutb Minar in India. And the video went viral.
Good grief, man.
We've not seen this.
No, this is too weird. I'm going to do a bit more Googling and we'll come back after the record.
Right.
Blitz and Cracker? Trapper? Tracker?
Tracker? Trapper.
Blitz and Trapper?
Blitz and Trapper. Cracker.
All right, then.
Laguna's best.
If you don't like it, go on the internet and complain.
KX935.com.
Apprehensive, feeling weak, and
morning as I finally tried to speak. 12 birds flew straightways from my mouth. Yeah. I circled high above the sky, began to cry with piercing sounds. A crowd gathered on the ground, all speaking strangely through their teeth. Yeah, through their teeth. I felt alone and in my grief I spoke once more into the wind. A storm of birds contained therein began to spin.
Sound of Blitz and Trapper there on KX 93.5. Lovely, I like that track a lot. Blitz and Trapper. Yeah, it's Laguna's Only FM. The phone is ringing and I can't answer it because we're back on the air and that's the end of that.
KX 93.5.
So if you are calling, and you are very welcome to call this radio station, 949-715-5936 is the number. If you're calling now, you can't call while we're talking. It's a simple equation. I can't answer the phone while we're talking on the air, because I can't put you on the air live because you'll swear and then I'll be in trouble. So that's the end of that. People have been fired from this radio station for swearing or for having people on the air swearing. No swearing on the air.
It's not clever. Allowed.
And I, listen, in normal, anybody who knows me, right, and you too, and you, anybody who knows us knows that in normal conversation, off the air, every five words is a swear word.
Can you swear in a foreign language if nobody understands it?
No, you can't. You've got to be careful. You just got to shut up and not swear. You know. So normal conversation out on the street, my language is absolutely very colourful indeed.
It used to be worse. I think we're getting better as we're getting older.
Do you? No, I swear a lot.
I do. I like it.
I like swearing. It's my hobby, actually.
What's your favourite swear word?
The FCT.
I love swearing. I really think it's really great punctuation for the language. It's a kind of grammatical thing. I'm sure Chomsky would agree with me. It's probably innate, swearing, when you're probably born with it. But you can't do it on the air, and if you do, you get chucked off the air, and that's the end of that. And I don't want to lose my job.
No.
I like it.
We like it.
So, with that in mind... So, is there a movie called Savages, which is about the drug wars in Laguna Beach?
Yeah, Oliver Stone. Do you remember them filming it?
Is it filmed here?
And yeah, they were filming it. They had an open call down on the main beach.
Wait.
This is like 3 or 4 years ago. Didn't you remember them filming that? It was a big deal. There's like a lot of people from town who were in it.
If it was filmed here, right? But was it set here? Was the name Laguna Beach mentioned?
Yes.
In the film?
I believe so.
God, I didn't know that. I'm getting text messages from this guy who's in Israel, actually.
Right.
And he's saying he watched it on the telly last night.
What's his name?
Harold Jacobs, if you're listening, Harold. Hello,
yeah,
Harold.
They did film it here, Harold. That's exactly what they did. They had an open cast, an open call. They closed off all main beach.
Right.
And they did like... Oliver Stone was there.
No doubt you were there. Were you there? Like,
no, I wasn't there. I was in San Francisco.
Slept on the beach waiting for it.
No, it was the whole drum circle crowd that were there.
Drum
circle crowd.
Billy Freed's drug circle once a month. Ah, that's great. I'm going to totally call it
drug circle. Drug circle. That's what it is down on Aliso Beach.
I know. They have a drum circle. It's very big, actually, on Aliso Creek Beach. What day is it? It's the last Sunday, I think, of the month.
Concentric circles.
I can't remember. But anyway, it's really very well attended. And it's actually not very druggy at all. I mean, the police have never busted it for that purpose, have they?
No.
And they would. They would if they could. You know what they're like, the police around here. Anyway.
No, what are they like around here, Jason?
Yeah, I like
Jason,
them.
What are the police like around here?
I'm going to use one word. Overzealous.
Ooh, Captain Scarlet.
That's two words. It's a double-barreled word.
No, it's double barrel. It's one word. They're overzealous. I think we can all agree. Too quick to bust people for a lot of nonsense.
Ooh, Jason. They'll be lining up outside here. What time are you leaving the radio station, Jason Fetty?
I don't care. I'm a citizen of this country. Bang me up. Throw me in jail.
Is bang me up night? Knock me up.
Yeah, is, no. That, is that in relation to the first story we opened the show
If you go to jail,
with?
That's what happens to you. all right, it's Kex 93.5. Have we got any more?
Yes, I do.
Let's do a new story and then we'll go and play another record.
Do you know who David Cavill, C-A-V-E-L-L, is?
David Cavill?
Yeah.
Yes. No idea.
He is the president of a Rotary Club Society in England.
Right.
And
is that a drum circle?
Not quite.
A Rotary Club. Sounds
not
like
quite.
One, doesn't it?
But he thought he was buying a mermaid costume for his daughter, Piroska.
Oh, no.
Until his
What's
wife...
What's his daughter called?
Oh, no.
Piroska.
Isn't that
probably
it's a stuffed vine leaf, isn't it?
No, it's probably... That's a pierogi.
There's no one called that when I was a kid growing up. We were called, like, Helen and Ian.
Oh, that's very...
Anyway,
very
the guy was buying a mermaid costume for his daughter to promote a sponsored swim for the Kent Air Ambulance Service.
Right.
Kent being in the county of Kent in England.
Men of Kent.
Men of Kent.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Kent.
However, he actually bought a gimp suit by mistake online.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
No, he did.
Making
it wasn't a mistake.
He said he accidentally bought it.
It wasn't a mistake. You didn't tell
no, I believe Martin. I believe the story, but yeah. I think the guy did it on purpose because he's
got
a weirdo.
And he got caught.
He got
he said,
caught out by his daughter.
I didn't mean to do that.
Kid up as a fish.
Well,
throw him in jail. Throw him those swear words in jail.
Well, what happened? What happened was he bought the suit, but his wife Mariska, they're obviously Polish on that side of the family,
right?
Somehow did some tailoring to the gimp suit and turned it into a mermaid tail.
Very
there's
nice.
A photograph of him. On the beach, a very pebbly beach in England, in a mermaid tail.
Right, so he's basically a gimp with webbed feet.
Exactly.
Right, so take me from that scene in Pulp Fiction where they get that gimp out to the scene in that movie where that woman's a mermaid. I can't see how a piece of cotton and a needle can do it.
Yeah, it's...
Well, you've got no imagination, have you?
I do! A gimp mermaid suit with a zip up the front.
No, he's naked from the waist up.
Oh, my God.
It's just the bottom bit that's the mermaid.
You know what?
Thing.
We should take him to Paris and use him as a fairy on top of that Christmas tree. That's what I think.
Use him as a test pilot for that Christmas tree. Eat that.
It's Cakes 93.5. It's Laguna's only FM.
See the world.
Yeah, it's KX93.5 and alerttheglobe.com. Alerttheglobe.com is where you'll see the video for the audio, or the audio for the video or something. And there's a video on there. I keep meaning to post it on Facebook, and I always forget to do the social networking thing in the morning. What's going on, lads?
Well, I'm just looking at the weather report today for Laguna Beach. We're going to have a nice day.
Nice.
For the rest of them out there.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I always forget to do the one-word weather report. Should we do it?
Nice.
It's going to be 73 degrees today. High of 73 degrees. Humidity is at 66%, which is high for here, really, but for most of the world, that's pretty kind of pathetic, really, in terms of the amount of
Sorry, that changes the weather forecast from nice to...
No, 66 isn't bad. It's going to be pretty muggy tonight. It'll be 88% at night.
Really? Oh, no!
Yeah,
no.
But it's always around that, you know.
Yeah.
61 degrees tonight, partly cloudy, sunny all day today, chance of rain, zero, I'm saying. Zero.
What's the long-range fishing forecast?
I have no idea.
Portland Bell.
The sun's going to set at 12 minutes past 6 tonight, so...
Getting early.
Do plenty of stuff early on. Yeah. Waning Crescent is the phase of the moon. You need to know anything else?
I used to live there.
Where?
Number 13, Waning Crescent.
You did? You lived on the old Waning Crescent?
It's a great...
Yeah, nice street.
What else do you need to know? That's it. That's all I've got on this website.
Local events? Anything going on today? Any bands playing? Anybody doing anything?
I've no idea.
No?
I'm going up to Fashion Island myself to play, sitting outside Nordstrom's.
I'm going up to Beverly Hills this morning.
No
actually.
Way!
Yes,
you're
Beverly
going
Hills.
To Beverly Hills, are you? What are you doing up there?
The Beverly Hills Art Show.
Really?
No. Yes.
Beverly Hills Art Show. That's fancy, isn't it? You can't afford to buy anything there, though, can you?
No.
You can.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
Oh. So tell me who you're going up there with.
I'm not telling you, that's private.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad.
I'm going up there with my good wife.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah. And Susan Davis of the Festival of the Arts.
She's
fame.
The director of events.
She
the
is
Festival
indeed.
Of Arts Laguna Beach. Famous, world famous Festival of Arts.
World famous Susan Davis. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. She's big.
She's cool.
She's big time, man. Big time. So anyway, you're going up there to see what art, I guess.
The
what kind of Beverly art?
Hills
they
Art
have?
Festival.
Have
no, there's before? A few. No, there's a few artists from Laguna Beach. I understand that. Try and sell their wares there.
All right, good.
Oh.
So we're going to go up to see it. Really, because Kate wants to get back into doing art shows, so we want to come try and see what sort of booths or setups people have.
Right, very good. Yeah. Well, good luck to you all.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. I'm going to Nordstrom's. We'll sit outside Nordstrom's and play Van Morrison songs for 3 hours.
That's nice.
So boring.
Yeah, but you get paid for that.
I do get paid for it. And afterwards, when I finish there, I'm going to go in the Apple store, because in the next few weeks I'm going to buy a new computer, but I'm not going to do it now. I'm not going to do what I would normally do, which is go in there and go, I want that one, and that's it, go home and then go, damn it, I bought the wrong thing, or not know what I'm doing. So I'm going to go up there and I'm going to drag, what I'm going to do, those guys that stand around, the geniuses,
bunch of hipsters with fancy phones.
Yeah, they should be working in a coffee shop, those idiots,
or a tattoo parlour.
They are computer natives. I mean, they were born, you know, in the computer
world.
Times, and
right.
I was not.
Neither was I.
However, I'm going to really drive them crazy, and this is what I advise people to do. If you're going to buy a computer or a phone or whatever, go in there and just drive them nuts. That's my plan for the next few days. I'm going to go in every day, and I'm going to say, I want to try this, try that, show me this, how does that work, blah, blah, and I'm going to learn everything about the things before I actually buy it.
You could end up working there.
I could work there.
You could represent the music department.
I'd be more honest than most of them. I'd say, well, what's that doing? I don't know.
You can't do that, mate.
No, you have to know.
You've got
to
know.
They don't know. They just lie and make it up.
No, they have to know. If they don't know, they go in the back and look in the book.
Do you know what's in the back? I was going to say, behind that bank of screens and everything, that's like a headquarters. They've got it going on, man, at the Apple store.
If they don't know, they go in the back and terrible things happen
to
them.
No, they just go in the back and Google it.
they look on their MacBook.
They don't. They Google it. You know when you're in trouble, when you're good dealing with someone and they're Googling Google, it's like, oh, no.
Right, they said, don't know, let's Google it, shall we?
That's the Microsoft store.
Right, I've driven 13 miles to get here.
Right.
And now we're Googling? Is that what we're doing?
You've got to Google, man.
Oh, that's insane.
So what computer are you
going
to buy?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a Mac. I'm going to the Apple store.
Who's the most computery kind of person, you know, who's got like... Does Ben like computers? You know?
Ben who?
Ben Bradstock. Potty mouth.
He does know about, but he knows about the other ones, PCs.
Yeah.
Right.
He doesn't know about...
I know what's going to happen. You're going to go in there thinking you're going to buy a computer. You will buy a computer, but you'll end up buying another... Upgrade your phone. You'll get a new speaker.
They'll have you, mate.
They'll totally upsell you on what's going
on. They'll have you. They'll say, listen, you're a celebrity. You've got to do these. You've got to have this. If you're in the world of media, you're going to need this sinking.
They'll see you coming.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home.
That appears to be a lot there on KX 95 for Full English Breakfast for this week. I can't believe it's gone so quickly, hasn't it?
Bye. Yes. Bye.
You're just saying goodbye, is
goodbye.
That
goodbye. Yeah, we're just going to jump all in right, and say goodbye.
Right. I thought you said jump in there.
No, jump in when he was talking and say goodbye.
Oh.
No, jump in the studio. You're going to break something. No, no, no. It's Daniel Barnes and Martin Cohen, and I'm Jason Fedde. It's Full English Breakfast. We do it every week. AlertTheGlobe.com. AlertTheGlobe.com is the fabulous people that come in and film this for free every week.
They're over there, look. And Ron's here, the do-run Ron.
The CEO and General Grand Poobah of the company is here today.
It's massive.
Very nice of him. Look, he's waving.
Where? He owns Santa Barbara.
Good old Ronnie. And thanks, Damaris, for holding the camera. Amazing. You've got incredible muscles.
Biceps.
Biceps and triceps.
Do you know something I've never noticed before about you?
What?
You've developed a wrist. You were just doing it like a radio DJ wrist.
What was that?
Did you see that? You were very like that, like a Coda de Casa wife.
What, really like what?
Yeah, do you want a Chardonnay?
Slack-handed wrist job.
Yeah.
Like a gay wrist.
A limp wrist.
That's what you mean.
Like a limp wrist, yeah.
Fetch me an eclair.
70s gay stereotype.
That's true.
Come on in, everybody.
It's KX93.5 with the Gunners Only FM. Steve's up next.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying the listening audience that the opinions expressed on any public affairs show do not reflect those of KX93.5, its management, or the board of directors.